Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechtes Peya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Although we said before there's no limit to Peya, meaning as little as you leave, even a single ear of corn, you will mekayim the mitzvah, but lemaisa midrabanan, there is a shear. Zog the Mishnah. In Pachas in Lepeya, don't leave less in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Peya, at least midrabanan, may shishim, then a 60th. In other words, the 60th of his tefuah, of what is growing. V'yafalpin, even though she'amru, we did say, ein lepeya shir, we just learned in the first mishnah that peya has no shir. That as little as you leave, it's enough to fulfill the mitzvah, but that's min ha'toyra. V'derabbanan, it's not less than a 60th. V'yitrez like the mishnah, ha'kol afi gadol hasada. Even when we say a 60th, not in every situation is a 60th enough. You have to assess the situation properly. It's lefi goydel hasada or lefi roiv hu aniyim. Depends on the size of the field and depends on the number of poor people. If he has a very large field, so leave a little more. And even if you have a small field, but there are many poor people, so also leave a little more. That's what the Mishnah means. Hakol lefi goydel hasada depends on the size of the field or lefi roiv hu aniyim, and according to the number of poor people. And one more factor. Ulefi roiv hu anava. Here there's a shaila what roiv hu anava means. Some say it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Yudches, pasuk lamid vav. Vatitin li magen yeshecha. V'yemincha sisadeini. V'anvascha sarbeini. And basically it means, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so generous, he gives us so much more than just life. So a person that's an anav has to understand. He has to give more and more. A balgaiva, he feels, I gave you so much already, why should I give you any more? I don't owe you anything. So the more a person is an anav, the more he's modest, the more he feels that life is a gift, and for sure what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is a gift, then the more generous he is. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. A more generous person should leave more for peya. The Rambam has a different shot. According to the Rambam, roiv hu anava comes from the lashon of, like, aneni, answer me. And what it means is, it depends on how much the field answers. How much a field answers? Do we talk to a field? No, but we plant the field. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the bracha to the field. So after all our work with the field, how much did the field respond with? So if there's a rich crop, then give more. Another pshat is, roiv hu anava means, how big is the actual piece of tefuah? This pshat is gairus the word anava with a vase instead of a vav. And what it means according to this pshat is as follows. Let's say part of your field have pieces of tefuah that are thicker, fuller. Another place are a little bit more thin, not so much on it. So a person shouldn't say, oh, well, I'm going to leave that part that has like the shvach tefuah, the weaker tefuah. So the Mishnah is saying, no. You assess to leave a 60th in such a way that it's fair. A little of this, a little of that. But don't try to leave for the poor people the parts that are not so good. So basically, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. Although in a Torah, there's no shir. As little as you leave is enough for peya. Min the Rabbanan, you have to leave a 60th. But it depends how big your field is. Depends what the need is, how many aniyim there are, and lefi roiv hu anava. We said difim shatim. The more modest you are, automatically the more generous you are. A balgaiva, as little as he does, he says, that's enough. Ano says, oh, I wish I could do so much more for you. After all, I don't deserve it. Let me share this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Some say it's a lashon of, it depends on how much the field produces. And some are gairus lefi roiv hu anava with a beis. In other words, it depends how big the pieces are. If the stalks of the ears of corn are full and good in one part and thin in the other part, don't leave the peya from the poorer quality, but make sure that it's a little of this and a little of that.